Always good to chat with Rick Limpert, who joins us from Las Vegas, where the Inter-Drone Show is happening. This is really a huge event, and I'm sure that, it, like many of these tech events, just gets bigger and bigger every year because drone technology isn't going anywhere, Rick.
No, and this drone community is really committed to drone safety and education about what drones are doing, where the future's going. So just a fascinating show. They had a big expo with showing off a lot of new drones and drone products. So that was really fun.
Yeah, I bet it's just incredible to be there. And some of the technology, some of these drones really just are amazing. The speeds that they can get up to, the heights that they can reach. Talk a little bit about what it was like at the show, but also maybe some of the words that keynote speaker, the FAA administrator, Dan Elwell, had to say. That's a big concern about air safety and how high these things are allowed to go up. What did you hear from him?
Yeah, not only how high, but where they can fly. And just now everyone that's flying a drone for commercial purposes especially has to have a license that they take a test through the FAA for. So that was a big getting the acting FAA administrator, Dan Elwell, to come and speak. And he admits we're kind of in the early stages, still learning what drones can do and what all their capabilities. So he kind of said what drones are going to do for aviation is what the internet did for information. So I guess that means more drones are going to be used, more people are going to be using drones, and they're going to become part of our lives. That like the internet, we couldn't live without the internet now. So I guess the day's coming where we can't live without drones.
Well, I think too, with this technology increasing and becoming more and more widely used, the need for other things that feed that industry is going to increase, too. I just think of maybe the mapping apparatuses that are going to have to be built to accommodate some of this if packages are to be delivered on a regular basis with this type of technology. There's just so many layers here because this is really uncharted waters for all of us.
That's a huge aspect of it. And there's still some limitations with the drones that we know and we use today. I'm sure the military has some capabilities we don't have. But we'll talk about some of these, including, the average drone flight can only last about 30 to 45 minutes. That's not very long. So they're doing more charging of drones. There are new ideas coming forward to keep these drones up in the air longer. So something that we're all looking for, and that's really going to help change the industry as well.
All right, let's talk about this unique charging solution that you saw from this startup out there.
Yeah, so when a drone gets out of energy, out of a charge or out of battery, so there's a way that a company's coming up with that will automatically recharge the drone in a real quick fashion. That was really kind of a hot topic at the show. Still kind of under wraps a little bit. This is a startup that's coming out with the ability to do this called SkySense, so it's definitely worth a watch.
One of the industries that will certainly feed the emerging and growing drone market is the insurance world. And, man, there's just so many unbelievable things to consider that you would need drone insurance for and exactly how they would underwrite all this stuff. What did you learn about AirMap?
So AirMap is the management platform that a lot of companies use for managing and flying their drones. They've partnered with a company, believe it or not, it's called DroneInsurance.com, to offer the drone insurance in a real easy way through an app or for people. So a friend of mine was out here. He has a small business as a commercial drone pilot, and I asked him, does he have drone insurance? And he looked at me and said, absolutely, you have to have it because you don't want to fly your drone into a building or, the things that we don't plan on happening. He said that stuff can all happen. And so drone insurance is the next big frontier in the insurance world, it looks like.
That will definitely be interesting to watch. How about this news from Parrot? What are they up to?
Okay, so Parrot is a European company. They make a lot of consumer drones, a lot of drones that are used not as toys, but just general people can use. So they've come out with three new commercial drones, really accurate. Cameras can be switched out, really great for construction projects, surveying, estimating. I'll put a link or the information on all these new drones that Parrot is coming out with in the show notes. And I was just really impressed. Always impressed by Parrot. Like I said, they're used for agricultural purposes, 3D mapping, public safety, and they're pretty affordable too. The drones from Parrot, so they're changing the drone landscape on many levels.
So how about this detachable hydrogen container, the power pack for these certain drones, and this company that's making these and what they're doing?
Yeah, one of the first companies I talked to when I was at the show was called Doosan, a Korean company. So instead of changing out the whole power pack, which is a real tedious process on a lot of these drones, so there's drones, Sully, at the show where that were the size of cars. So drones are getting bigger. So they have a technology where there's a detachable hydrogen container that powers the drone. All you got to do is flip out the container, put a new one in, and that's your battery changing. So we'll keep drones flying maybe for up to 2 hours, which is longer than a lot of the drones that can currently fly long periods of time can do right now. So definitely something, again, worth a watch. And this is actually, all these little things are going to make drones more mainstream in the long run.
Walking the floor at a trade show, Rick, you see a lot of stuff that can make you think of things that you hadn't thought of before. Where do you think drone technology is heading? It's just fascinating because it's a technology that's available to pretty much anybody.
Yeah, more and more people it's becoming accessible to. So, you know, what they're learning in the government and military, it's being passed down into the other industries. We're seeing more drones at sporting events, getting unique views. They're used at golf courses for surveying and taking pictures. They're used in construction a lot. So, I talked with some drone visionaries that were at the show. They're thinking, 10 years out, and they're, again, talking about the package delivery and grocery delivery by drones. And one guy has somewhere down the line, there's going to be a sky that is crowded with drones. So, I think those days are still a little ways away, but fun to think about that. Always fun to talk about it and see what's new. This is really the first dedicated drone show I've ever been to and was impressed.
Well, I always think about Big Brother and how the government is going to use all this stuff and how they're going to use the things to spy on us and to maybe catch us, running red lights or not stopping completely at stop signs. We shall see, Rick, but it's just going to be a new world that we're entering, although we're not going to step into it from one day to the next. This is going to take place over several years.
Yeah, more conspiracy theory, fuel for the conspiracy theorists, probably, Sully. I know we follow that on some level as well.
Absolutely. Well, give Rick a follow on Twitter. He's on there, Rick Roswell, the handle. You can see his contributions out there in a number of different places, including the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Everything Georgia, they're online at gafollowers.com, and, of course, all over Facebook and Twitter. Are they wirelesswednesday.live? A big weekend of college football. Who do you like Saturday? Who do you like Sunday?
I got to like Georgia. I think the big South Carolina game. Falcons have already played and lost, so that's been done. But let's look for a big win from Georgia. And Georgia Tech's got a tough one at South Florida this weekend. So always fun to watch the local teams move up the rankings or down the rankings. And I'll be watching from the sports book here, so I'll be in Vegas before I have to leave and fly back home.
Man, I know some people that would get in a lot of trouble in Las Vegas putting money down at the sports book. Being my father's son, Rick, I'm going to be keeping my eye on the baseball this weekend as we speak. The Atlanta Braves with a 2.5-game lead in the National League East. Interesting game, some interesting calls last night in that game with the Diamondbacks. They'll play two more. Really critical the next 3 weeks for the Braves to play significantly above 500 to maintain that lead, get into the playoffs. Red Sox, red hot. Lots of good stuff going on. When the fall starts coming, I start thinking baseball. Some people like the football, but I'm really a baseball guy, I think.
Nothing better than the baseball postseason. That's where, from our childhood, all those great memories happen. So we'll definitely be watching.
Always good to catch up, Rick. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend and safe travels back to Atlanta.
Thanks, Al. Talk to you next week.